dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show. Happy February.
It's already here.
February 1st, shortest month of the year. It'll be gone before you know it. January's in the book, and we're getting ready for Super Bowl Sunday. That's right. That's what we call here Super Bowl, because that's what the Saints and the Colts are playing in. We'll have a lot of talk about that. The big injury to Dwight Freeney. Will we have forgotten about it by Sunday, or is that all they're going to talk about all week long? Very important. If he can't go, I understand that, but we'll talk a lot about that. Also, coming up on the program today, we're going to talk a little bit about what went on over the weekend with UNK. Hastings College, the Huskers. There were a lot of firsts over the weekend. We'll talk about that. We'll get to your emails. Plus, we're going to hit the high school scene. Conference tournaments, some ended over the weekend. Let me just throw this out, and a lot more start this weekend. Danny, I want to throw this out and just get your immediate reaction. Centennial Conference Tournament Championship boys. Grand Island Central Catholic had to go overtime in the semifinals to win. I believe it was 47-45. Overtime in the championship game. They suffered their first loss. I didn't know that anybody could really hang with St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia's been in two overtime games now. They win one, they lose one. 42-39 final. St. Cecilia wins it in overtime.
Yeah, you know, that's surprising. But obviously, at the same time, this is a battle-tested. That may be the toughest conference in all the land of Nebraska basketball. That just prepares you for what is yet to come in the season. I think win or lose, and I think, yeah, you'd like to see some more points scored. Those teams normally, the defense, and I say it all the time, and people, oh, you don't like defense. No, that's true. Defense turns into fast break points, and with these guys, they know how to get up and down the court. I'm surprised it was that low scoring, but I still think what a great conference and what a great run both of those teams. Congratulations to them.
I think next time they play, we're going to have a much better game, because not only was it 42-39 in overtime, Central Catholic shot 28% for the game and was 2 of 21 from three-point land, whereas Hastings St. Cecilia was 9 for 21 from the free-throw line. So obviously there is room for improvement for both ball clubs.
Yeah, you know what? I think that, you know, take some of that competition takes your legs out from under you, though, and I think you saw that in the finals.
888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Got TB on the line here, guys.
See, this is just a setup.
What?
This is just a setup. See, I got to go somewhere right now.
What's going on this morning?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, we're just taking it easy on a Monday, trying to get into the February mood.
I just wanted to call in on behalf of the American Legion Baseball Program and thank everybody for the good turnout we had at the poker tournament yesterday, and want to give a shout-out to the Eagles Club. They did a great job hosting the tournament, and all the volunteers that take care of that tournament, board members and other businesses in town that help out with it. And now to get to the business. we had a little discrepancy this morning. I've got a lot of phone calls about how we set up the beginning tables of the tournament. And there's been some outrage that we won't mention names, but the host of that show seems to have the easiest table to start out with, and it was kind of like a bye getting into like the second round.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they do with number one TV. Usually, he gets the easy game to start things off with. You put number one for the easy. You set him up with the bye, the play-in game. See, so
well, there's a lot of people thinking it was an inside deal. I say, hey, I didn't have anything to do with it because I don't like Doug Duda, so I didn't do any favors to him.
Yeah, setting him with the hawk. Setting him with the hawk right away was good looking.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? And we do want to give a shout out to the hawk, which was voted the most underrated player of the tournament, and he went through a lot farther than a lot of people and knocked out some people who really think they're players. I don't want to mention any names in that either, but don't want to make anybody mad. But one thing for you to think about this, Doug, you know, you had a question the other day about who won the Masters, and nobody even remembered who won the Masters. Guess who they say about who got second?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. That's good because I'm a humble person and I like to keep it under wraps anyway. So that's good. Thanks, TB. I'm glad we could help out. I heard we're probably going to put a dome on that place now that we raised so much money.
Hey, I tell you what, it was a great turnout, and hopefully we'll have it again next year, and we'll get more people at it. But like I said, I just want to thank everybody for coming out, and we'll see everybody next year.
Ah, perfect, perfect. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. The American Legion, Kearney American Legion fundraiser, their second annual poker tournament for the baseball team, for all of the baseball that goes on in Kearney. And they had a better turnout yesterday than they did last year, and it continues to grow. I mean, just at first look, I thought there was even more people than what they actually said. But we had a good time yesterday, and all three of us participated. Doug, that's me. Big Daddy, Tony Davis, and our producer-engineer, Derek.
Yeah, I donated.
Who reads a lot of the books and does the online stuff and pays attention.
Yeah, and it helped a lot because I dragged zero pots yesterday. Did not win a pot. Not one.
Did you ever buy back in?
No. Okay. I played for an hour and 30 minutes on my initial buy-in. Was pretty much card dead and a very forgettable performance, to say the least.
So you were the first, actually, probably what... You would consider yourself the resident expert and pro of this threesome here.
Expert and pro are, no. I don't know, maybe fan of poker?
But you would have thought you were the best of us three.
I would have said that I maybe had the fundamental and technical skills above you guys.
And you were out at 340.
Yeah.
And Danny, who was chip leader, almost out of the gate, you went on a major roll. And I didn't run into you until, like, we were down to two tables.
Yeah, and you know, once we sat at the same table, Doug, it was one of those deals where 4-6, 7-3, 9-5, bleh.
The Dolly Parton?
Yeah, I just, all of a sudden, I tell you what happened. I got two face cards, and I got so excited, I just pushed all my chips in the middle, and the sucker sitting next to me had ace-king.
So that was it. So, but you finished...
The last ninth. One before we combined to the final table. So
you were ninth. You weren't bubble boy, but you didn't make it to the final table. You were ninth. And what happened after that? I don't recall.
Well, dwindled it down, and as big as the blinds got, I really didn't think it would take all that long with that final table because you guys, I mean, there were some chips being pushed around, you made a nice day. You were not in contention. When the final table broke down, what were you, as far as chips were concerned? About fifth?
Fourth, maybe. Fourth, fifth. Somewhere in the middle of the eight, yeah.
So they break it down.
And I got second, so we don't bore the people. Don't bore the whole masses out there. But I got second in the tournament. We were almost even in chips when we played the last hand, which I went all in with King Jack. He said, okay, let's see what we got. And he flips over Jack 10. What would that be percentage-wise?
That is about a 70-30. That's about a 70-30, yep.
And first card out's a 10. So he catches his lone live card, and he beats me, and he gets first, I get second. Pretty happy. Second out of 80 players or something like that yesterday.
Doug is buying lunch today.
I'm sure. I bought lunch last night. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime.
That was Doug a liquid lunch, though, right?
At ESPNSuperStation.com. Rusty and Lamar says, how many years before the NFL Pro Bowl becomes a flag football game? Numerous times the defensive players pulled up instead of finishing the play. Somebody's going to get hurt or injured by being cautious. Since the players get paid more to win the game, why can't the defensive players have an impact on the decision? On the scoreboard. I'm guessing that even hardcore NFL football fans didn't persevere in watching the entire game, Rusty and Lamar.
Yeah, one of the defensive players called it 7-on-7, really took the lineman out of the game. Nobody was going really at full speed. You don't want to see somebody get hurt in the Pro Bowl, but coaches tell you from Pee Wee football on, when you get hurt is when you go half speed. So I'm surprised that those guys at that level would be, you know, going half speed and feeling confident that they weren't going to get hurt.
Do you have any suggestions on how to make the Pro Bowl better?
Well, see, you thought you got it better because you sold the place out, which is the most fans since, I believe, 1959 in Los Angeles, 56 in Los Angeles, something like that. So you think, well, the fans won. Well, with light rain and temperatures in the 60s, by the middle of the third quarter, you only had about 35,000 there, they thought. People vacated the stadium. So then you could throw out the fan deal. Not that it was cold and miserable, but it wasn't the 85.
How can you make it better?
I don't know if you can. I don't know if it's... Is having a Pro Bowl... You have it for the fans. That's the only reason you have it.
They could have it in Hawaii. I don't know.
Maybe Michigan.
Next 2 years, it's in Hawaii. It's back in Honolulu.
We are pretty wide open today, folks. The one thing that we will be doing before the end of the show is giving you a chance once again to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Nebraska women's basketball game at home Wednesday night against top 15 Oklahoma State. The top 25 women's poll will come out here probably almost right after the show. It usually comes out sometime between noon and 1. And Nebraska is expected to be in the top 5 of the AP poll. They were 4th in the coaches, 6th in the AP poll. Expected to be in the top 5. Oklahoma State beat Texas A&M. That's who Nebraska has on Saturday. Could be the biggest test here for Nebraska. Huskers will try and go 20-0, but they take care of Colorado on Saturday. Nebraska's 19-0. Oklahoma State, I believe, is 18-3. Should be a great basketball game Wednesday night. And before the end of the show, your chance to win a family four-pack to the nice cushioned B-section seat back, chair backs there. Very comfortable in section B14. We've given away a few sets last week. We'll give another chance today and tomorrow, our last two sets of tickets. But the Nebraska women win. The Nebraska men win their first conference game. The Hastings College women lose their first conference game. Hastings men win. UNK men lose. UNK women win. UNK women are home tonight. They have a makeup game with York College. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock, and it's not going to get any easier for the men, as we talked with Kevin Lofton last week. They had that rough game at Shadron State. Then they lose 68-63 on Saturday. First time Colorado Springs has ever won in Kearney, and now nationally ranked Metro comes in Thursday night. That used to be a big game. Tony, I ask you this. Financially, what does that do to the struggles of what's happening in some sports? Right now, basketball's down, football's up, baseball's up, volleyball about where it's been for a long time here under Coach Squires. But playing Fort Hays at home, playing Metro at home, playing Shadron at home, Wayne at home, Hastings at home, those were 3,000, and then sometimes when they were both very, yeah, very good, you got 4,000 or 5,000 and jammed that joint. Nowhere close to that for any game at any point this year. That's a lot of cash.
Yeah, it's obviously hard on the athletic program, and I think, you know, this is a building process for this basketball team to get back to where they once were. And I think finally... And you know what? Whether you can say what you want, you know, about the kids that have left and went on, they wanted to get the right group that fits into the right system back like it was in the past. And I think they went through some struggles. They had some kids. You can say really good things about them. You can say maybe some dedication issues at times in the summer. Maybe bad against them. Positives, negatives. But to get the right group that fit with the coaches that meshed, so everybody was the UNK family again, they think they've got that. They think they're headed back in the right direction. So go out and support them. They need you now more than they ever have in the past to get back to where they once were.
Well, the men, I think the encouraging thing is we have seen almost the entire rest of the RMAC conference be able to come up with winning teams at some point. Now, maybe they haven't sustained that, but they have been able to have decent years or decent teams here the last 5 years that were doormats for a long, long time. And it should be easier at UNK with the facilities, with it being where it's located, maybe not recruiting the exact same kids. So we'll see how that all breaks down for UNK. But, again, the women are home tonight. Go out and support them at 6 o'clock. Also, in sports to talk about, there's a couple things I want to talk about. I'll throw this out that we're wide open today. We have just one guest scheduled. Rick Peters is going to join us. He's the head boys basketball coach at St. Paul. The Lou Platt and the Fort Kearney Conference tournaments and the Twin Valley Conference tournament all get underway today. St. Paul boys hoping to make some noise from the number two seed. They play tomorrow night. Also, Scott McCarron, shut up. Tiger's in the house. Not playing golf, so you're going to attack the number two player in the world for using a non-illegal club. It's not illegal, Scott McCarron. The PGA says so. Shut up. You've won three times. Shut up. 888-455-ESPN.
Here's Bill from Deschler.
Bill from Deschler?
Well, hey, guys. How are you?
Well, what's going on?
Well, I was wondering if you guys heard it or not. They was going to rename that Senior Bowl the Jim T-Bowl or something. God, I'm glad to put that thing to rest. I didn't get to watch it, though. I was just interested to hear what you guys thought of the Husker boys and that.
Oh, Bill, thanks for the call. Daddy, I'll be honest. I did not watch the Senior Bowl.
No, I
did not watch the Senior Bowl. I cannot give you an honest. I saw some of the highlights, but the only highlights they really show is Tim Tebow.
So. Yeah, 8 of 12, 50 yards, 4 rushing yards. He did fumble the ball twice. Why has he been under more scrutiny than any other player ever, maybe? I've never seen more attention given to one player. Yes, he won at the college level, but it's well documented. You go back to Tommy Frazier, who didn't project to be a big-time pro quarterback. You go back to a lot of Eric Crouch didn't project to be a big-time pro quarterback. I just question why all the attention. You know what? He's a winner. He's won on every level, so he'll win at the next level. Well, that doesn't always work out. As far as the Nebraska boys go, yeah, I can't say there was positive or negative reviews on them, really. I think Dillard, you know, pretty happy to get a late invite to that game, get a chance to go be in front of so many scouts. Now, the people I talked to in Lincoln say Dillard could be a third or fourth round draft pick, so he has elevated his stock throughout the last month of the season. Maybe then, you know, one of those players you said really, really helped himself the last month of the season. He's one of those players.
Another thing to kind of talk Nebraska football. It came out last week that the Kansas State game has been moved to a Thursday night, Nebraska at Kansas State. Well, upon extending and expanding that story, Tom Osborne told, I think it was the Journal Star, that Nebraska had okayed having the Texas game moved to Thursday, which would be in Lincoln, but Texas didn't want to do it. Thank you, Texas, for the first time ever. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to go on record as saying this. Mr. Osborne, you're nuts. That is the first time I have ever said that. Give me any reason why that's a good idea. Any reason. Callers, emailers, give me any reason why that would be a good idea. One, it's a Thursday. Two, it kills the entire business making, money-making in the city of Lincoln. You cannot do the same numbers on a Thursday as you do on a Saturday. And three, don't tell me because it's going to be on TV, because it's going to be on TV Saturday anyway. It's Nebraska, Texas, and especially this year where they're both going to be ranked, maybe in the top 10, it sounds like. Now, if they get to that point in the season where they're both in the top 10, it doesn't matter because you've already scheduled the game. I thought about it. I can't think of any reason that that's a good idea. It's Texas, Nebraska. Why would you move that to a Thursday? They're not asking Oklahoma, Texas to move to a Thursday. They're not asking Alabama, Florida to move to a Thursday. They're not asking Michigan, Ohio State to move to a Thursday. And I know this isn't Nebraska, Oklahoma, but what else do we got? You'd be moving the biggest game of the year to a Thursday night, killing your fans and killing the city of Lincoln, who many people can only survive on those 7 or 8 home Saturdays a year to have their business go 52 weeks. Somebody's got to get to Mr. Osborne and say, this is the dumbest thought. He okayed it. It was a done deal. If Texas said yes, we're playing on a Thursday. And I think AD would have been called into the office and said, what are you doing? This is crazy. I can't believe how people are going to let this slide under the rug because it didn't happen. Something needs to be said by the chancellor, by the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, by the fans of Nebraska. Don't ever do that, ever. No Thursday night home games, ever, ever, ever. Unless it's the season opener. If it's a season opener and you get somebody in here, a slight chance that you should have it on a Thursday. But I don't think that should happen either. But under no circumstances is it ever... Again, how could that possibly be a good idea? Anybody that's got one, give me one good reason that you could move that game to a Thursday.
I can do that, but I can tell you why Texas nixed the idea. Did you hear that? Because they would miss too much class.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I had to chuckle at that one because that would be their primary concern at the University of Texas football program.
Well, it's just I just cannot believe when I read that. I mean the paper burned in my hands. I was just that hot, going, nobody's going to make a big deal of this. It's going to be a blurb in the paper. It's going to be a blurb, and nobody's going to discuss it. I throw it out there to you, the listener. Anybody that has one good reason that you would ever move that game to a Thursday, let me know. And I say, if you are one of those Husker psychos on a chat board all the time, then you have the athletic department's email. Email them and say, please, Mr. Osborne, what are you thinking? Don't ever, ever do that. I'm a Husker fan. Thursday night, not good for me or anybody else. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
To one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
The big game between the Saints and Colts is this Sunday, and you can catch all the action with your friends at your favorite hotspot in Kearney, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Their big game bash begins at 2 o'clock with Coors and Miller Big Ass Beers, just $3 all day, and plenty of other drink specials to get you through the game. There'll be plenty of giveaways and contests with lots of great prizes all day long. So enjoy the big game Sunday with all your friends at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft in Kearney.
As skies stay cloudy across the area today, we'll see some scattered flurries possible early. Otherwise, look for a high of 34. Winds will also turn to the west later in the day at 5 to 10. We'll then drop back to 16 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Again, one good reason why Nebraska and Texas would ever, ever play on a Thursday. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary and Kearney is standing by. Good morning, Gary.
Man, you're all wound up today, aren't you?
Gary, I think in this country, you cannot make a point unless you raise your voice a little bit.
Okay, let's talk about the commercial aspect. First of all, you were mentioning that the city of Lincoln is going to get, it won't be nearly as lucrative. And that means you presuppose that the stadium's only going to be half-filled and people are not going to lay off work and not come in at noon like they normally do, and that is bogus. They will be there, and the city of Lincoln will make all the money they need to make, and so will the concession stand at the stadium, and the place will be rocking and rolling. And then let's talk a little bit about why would anybody like Tom Osborne want to do a Thursday night game? Oh, gosh. Now, personally, I don't like it either because I got some business I got to do on Thursdays usually, and I can't get to maybe my television set or whatever. But it's the only game in town, and for recruiting purposes, it's worth big-time money and maybe big-time success for the program. And that's why I'm guessing that Tom Osborne would think this would be a good idea.
Before I let you go, Gary, that would be the worst thing for recruiting because not one kid could come to the game because he's playing on Friday, and every kid could still watch it on TV on a Saturday as opposed to a Thursday.
Well, they would all watch it on Thursday too.
Well, correct.
If there are some recruits locally that would go to that game, they could do that. The big time boys from Florida, Texas, California, that kind of thing. You're right. They certainly couldn't get to the game. But you better believe that every eyeball would be on it.
Hey, Gary, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening. 888-455-ESPN. Yeah,
It still wouldn't equate to the money that's spent on Saturday.
It's going to be full. People are going to get there. It's just that they're going to be rolling into town at 4 or 5 or 3 instead of the night before. Or staying that night. Now you might get that extended day off on Friday, but that's not going to equate into a lot of great things. 888-455-ESPN.
I just had a caller say, we actually had a couple callers chime in and say, hey, we're 5-0 on Thursday night game. So
we played Southern Miss.
Yeah, so why even play it? We'd be 6-0. Nice. Unbelievable. Don't forget Husker basketball, women's basketball tickets we're going to be giving away tomorrow. Vonnie Turner is scheduled to join us from the Husker women. I'm not surprised. I'm a little glad that people like at least getting a little bit of talk here. We're not going to overdo it. But, they like to keep up to date on a winner, and I think there's a lot to learn. Not a lot of people know about Nebraska women's basketball. And the interest is there. The interest is there. When it's on TV or radio, people are watching and listening. Also, Mick Tinglehoff is going to join us on the program tomorrow, Daddy.
Yeah, played in the started the 11th most games still to this day in NFL history. For the Minnesota Vikings, 62-78. Of course, went to high school in Lexington. So, really looking forward to that. Played in 4 Super Bowls, 5-time All-Pro.
Mark in Minden wants to give a shout-out to the Minden Whippets because they swept the Southwest Conference Tournament titles. Now, I don't care what conference you're in. If your boys and girls win a conference title on the same day, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, congratulations, Minden Whippets. I don't know if, the Southwest Conference, it's not that... when you used to say Southwest Conference, Doug, back 20 years ago, yeah, it would have been probably a little bit different. Still, nonetheless, congratulations to both of them.
Let's take a look at who won all these. The Centennial Conference, we told you, St. Cecilia boys beat Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime. Wahoo Newman beat Lincoln Christian on the girls' side. In the RPAC tournament, Juanita Palisade beat the Cambridge boys in the final. That's a big tournament. 14 teams get in. There's a lot going on there. The RPAC girls, Southern Valley, Mike Lanham and the gang, they beat Hitchcock County in the final 56-51. In the Central Conference, Seward does what Minden did. They win the boys and the girls title. Of course, their girls are ranked number one in the state of Nebraska, so Seward picks up the victory there over York. And on the boys' side, Seward beats York in that as well. So Seward and York doing battle there. We told you about Minden, and now we move on and get ready for what's going on in the FKC, the Lou Platt, and the Twin Valley Conference. The FKC has their girls' quarterfinals tonight, the boys' tomorrow. You'll have girls' games from Pleasanton on ESPN 1460, and the girls' games from Amherst will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Also going on tonight, as I grab the brackets here, the Twin Valley Conference has their girls' quarterfinals. Red Clouds at Silver Lake. Harvard is at Shelton. Blue Hill is at Lawrence Nelson. Deschler is at Kennesaw. And in the Lou Platt Conference tournament, the play-in games are tonight for the girls, Ord at Loup City, Donovan Trumbull at St. Paul. For the boys, Gibbon at Donovan Trumbull, and Centura is at Ord. High school basketball rankings from the Omaha World Herald out for classes A and B today. Class A boys, Norfolk, the new number one team. Kearney battled them a little bit better than some teams had. And in fact, Kearney's really been struggling on the boys' side lately. And then they put together a decent game, even though they come out the short end to Norfolk. Class B, Omaha Scut remains number one. Adams Central holds on to the number eight spot. For the girls in Class A, Kearney is still number six. Grand Island slides a spot to number nine. Class B girls, Millard West, by the way, takes over number one after beating Bellevue West in girls action. And Kearney gets Bellevue West and Bellevue East this weekend. Class B, Seward is still number one. They've been there all year long. Lexington is ninth and Holdridge is tenth. C and D top tens will come out tomorrow.
Douglas, do you have the Fort Kearney brackets in front of you?
Yes, I do.
How do they determine where those matchups are played at, these opening ones?
The top two seeds.
They're not held on a neutral court?
Not till the semifinals. No conference does it that way that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Also, one other high school note, the 2010 Shrine Soccer Classic has selected all of their coaches, and that is played at Hastings College on June the 12th. And three area coaches are going to be on staff. Brian Rodine of Kearney Catholic is going to be an assistant for the girls north. On the boys south, Mike Zarate of Lexington, I hope I got that right, for the boys south. And Grand Island's Jeremy Jensen will be on the boys north. Those games June 12th, 11 a.m. for the girls, 1:30 for the boys at the beautiful complex at Hastings College. So there you go. That's what's going on the high school scene. And to continue our high school chatter, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament is upon us. And you talk about host sites. St. Paul used to hold this baby all the time over there. And right now, the St. Paul boys are hoping to make some noise. And we welcome in the head coach, Rick Peters, to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How
are
you doing?
Well, we're doing great. I have to ask you, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You know, we've had a good year, what I would consider a good year, 12-2. A couple little setbacks, and we could easily be 14-0, but the kids are playing hard, and we just got to make sure that they're ready to go this week.
Coach, just watching you last week against Minden and then struggled a little bit against Centura, although many people may not know, you just look at the scores, Centura got their best player back just before they got a chance to play you and added a kid that can score 20-some points a ball game. Has your team hit a speed bump here, or is everything okay going into the tournament?
You know, I really think the Minden game obviously disappointed them quite a bit. Had a good-sized lead there in the first half, 14, I believe. And it's not that we didn't know Minden would come back. I wasn't surprised at all that it was a seven-point game at half. But, you know, just not scoring in the third and fourth quarter. And I finally watched that tape for the first time just yesterday. And what many people realize, you probably do since you're a stand-up, but when you go 2-for-12 from the floor in the fourth quarter and 4-for-6 from the free throw line, turn the ball over four times against a team like Minden, you're in trouble. So we talked a little bit about that. Then the Centura game, like you say, Welty had a heck of a game. They shot the ball well. Not taking anything away from them, but I'm sure the kids had a little tough time getting up. But there's no excuse there, and Centura played a heck of a ball game, and they'll be tough tonight up at Ord.
Rick, from the outside, looking at this tournament, it looks to be a three-team race with you guys, Ravenna, Adams Central. Anybody else you want to throw in that mix?
Oh, I'm telling you what, you know, anytime you have Loup City and Kearney Catholic in that 4 and 5 spot, they're dangerous. I've been telling people the team I probably didn't want to draw first round would have been Donovan Trumbull, just simply because I believe this will be the first night they have all their players back. They've had some injuries and some other things going on, but up and down the Lou Platt, as anyone knows, you better be ready to play. I don't care who you're playing, where you're playing them, what the records are. It's a tough conference to be in, and everybody puts forth, you know, their best effort, and everybody will be ready to play. The coaches are great, and you just got to make sure your kids understand that, and you don't take anything for granted.
Rick Peters joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the boys' basketball coach and has been for a long time with a lot of success at St. Paul. And, Coach, you've got some kids on this team that have played quite a few years, saw some court time as freshmen, starting as sophomores, and Lewis Poss is a name that everybody has had to watch out for. And the strange thing about Lewis is he'll put you up 20 points, and then I think it was the Ord game he didn't score, but he had 15 boards and numerous blocks and steals.
Yeah, Lewis is, you know, obviously a very good athlete. He has the body of a great athlete, long arms, fairly tall, 6'3", 6'4", can jump out of the gym. So all those are assets that Lewis has. Lewis sometimes is, I don't want to say hard to get motivated, but he'll test you, and you've got to make sure you stay on top of him and keep him going hard. When he goes hard, he's tough to stop, and he loves rebounding, so we really never have to worry about that aspect of it. I think he's averaging 13, and then he's averaging 20 points to go along with that. But like you say, the Ord game, the last time we played them, Brian Gay was hurt, our second leading scorer, and we really felt Lewis would have to step up and score, and he didn't even hit the scoring column that night, scored 0 points, which was really strange. But we got through the game, and it was good to see the other kids step up. But he's definitely our spark plug, a guy we kind of look to go to, especially in the post when we have to. And like against the Minden game, he had two or three chances in there also. We just didn't connect on the shots, and we got to hope he keeps going. And Brian Gaze, our outside shooter, he's actually shooting 44% from the three-point line, and I think he's taken 70-some shots. So he's doing outstanding out there, and he had several shots in that quarter, too, that didn't fall. So we just got to make sure we stay within the realm of things and get those two players the ball when we can and see what happens.
Rick's really not like you get past the conference tournament, then it's time to relax before sub-districts and districts. You guys will be tested from here on out.
Yeah, we really will be. And it's been that way every year because Ravenna, year in and year out, is always good. Central Catholic, I don't have to talk about them without people understanding that every year they're gonna battle you no matter what they have. So those two games at the end of the year, you know, really they probably benefit us. You want to be playing your best ball, obviously, and you've got to play that competition to be ready for districts. And, you know, we're so fortunate that we get Central Catholic in our district again on a year where they're playing extremely good ball. So it's going to be extremely good challenge for us. And, you know, the first time we play them on that Friday night, maybe we can learn some things, from that game that'll help us the following week in districts if we see them on that Thursday night.
Rick Peters joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another minute. He's the head boys basketball coach at St. Paul. Rick, I ran into one of them over the weekend, and from time to time I run into a few of your pupils across the state of Nebraska that are been doing good in athletics or are actually coaching right now at other high schools in the state of Nebraska, and Keyser is one of them. Do you stay in contact? Do they learn some things from you, or what's that like as you continue to rack up the wins but see some of your kids going out and following that same path?
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, Neil Wardine's been my assistant for the last 8 years. And like you say, Jeff Keyser has taken on basketball up there, and he does a great job, I think. We don't talk on the phone. Of course, when he comes home and visits his mom, Thanksgiving, Christmas time, we see each other all the time, and then we talk a little basketball. But those kids are good enough. You know, I think they understand the game well enough that they just need a couple years under their belt, and I think they'd all be good coaches if they chose to do so.
And we have an email here from Lauren in Farwell, wants to know when you're going to retire his jersey.
Oh, I don't know. It's too big. It'd probably take up half the gym. So we don't really have room to put that anywhere on the wall. You know, we're trying to figure out what to do with that huge thing. But, you know, that thing was special ordered back then and cost us a fortune. So I think he owes us a little money back here in St. Paul.
Was he the first double zero?
He was the very first double zero because that's actually a true story. He kind of outgrew the other ones, and we did have to order a special uniform back there to fit him. So
that is so great. That is so great. One of the few schools that still throws the double zero out there. Rick, we'll let you get out of here, and good luck tomorrow night against the Ord Centura winner, and hopefully we'll see you in Kearney for the semifinals Friday.
Sounds great. Should be a great tournament. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Peters. You can hear the semifinals and all the finals Thursday, Friday, Saturday, girls, boys, and then consolation and championship on Classic Hits 98.9, the FKC semifinals and finals on ESPN 1460. There's also some other great basketball that's going to be going on this week on our network of stations. I know they're doing some Twin Valley, I believe, on the Breeze 94.5, and we'll let you know about that as well. But should be a good ball game. There should be some good ball games out there. And that 4-5 always is Loup City Kearney Catholic Boys tomorrow night on ESPN 1460.
Yeah, I think it just seems to me to be those top three teams really vying for that championship. And, of course, Adams Central and St. Paul look to meet each other in the semifinals of that. So
that's one of St. Paul's two losses on the season.
4 points, I believe, 58-54.
Yeah, so and should be some good ones, and we'll talk more about that as the week progresses. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to Wednesday night's Nebraska women's basketball game against Oklahoma State, a top 15 matchup. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
So, Golick, let's talk a little bit about protection, shall we?
Protection? Green, are you getting a bodyguard?
No, I'm talking about Shell nitrogen-enriched gasoline.
Ah, protection for your engine, gotcha.
Right, Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines clean up engine gunk left over by lower-quality gasoline. Then they act as a protective barrier that shields and protects your intake valves and fuel injectors against nasty gunk.
Sounds impressive.
Sure is.
I suppose you have to get the highest grade for that, though.
No, all three grades protect your critical engine parts.
That is impressive.
So try Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines for yourself.
Experts say the best offense is a strong defense. It's true in the paint, it's true in goal, and it's true in your car. Protection is the key, and you can protect your car's engine with a strong defense found in Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. All three grades feature a unique patented nitrogen-enriched cleaning system, which acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against performance-robbing gunk. It's a winning strategy, and it's only at Shell, helping you get the most out of every drop.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
As skies stay cloudy across the area today, we'll see some scattered flurries possible early. Otherwise, look for a high of 34. Winds will also turn to the west later in the day at 5 to 10. We'll then drop back to 16 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. But got my first chance to look at some of the prop bets for the Super Bowl. There's a lot of them again, by the way. And we believe Mike Perenio is going to join us from the Mandalay Bay later on this week. So be ready for that. It should be interesting.
You ready to give something away? I think it's that time.
Well, not with a football question. It's basketball. You want to give somebody else a chance that doesn't know anything about basketball?
Well, I don't know. It's Super Bowl week.
Okay. All right. You got the question?
I do have the question.
Okay. Here's the question. Here's the question for four women's, because we like Daddy to feel like he's a part of the show. Is that okay, Derek?
That's fine.
Okay. Just checking. All right. Here we go. These are for four Nebraska women's basketball tickets to Wednesday night's Oklahoma State game, Section B. Both teams are in the top 15. Nebraska's undefeated. If you've already won tickets or someone in your family has won the tickets so far in the last week, you are ineligible. The phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Daddy says, let's talk a football question since it's Super Bowl week. Okay.
New Orleans Saints lost three games this season. Who were they to?
The New Orleans Saints lost three games this year. Who were they to? We'll take a break and hopefully have a winner when we come back after this on the Doug and Daddy
Turn
Show.
Turn right now.
I don't know what I did without my GPS.
Turn left ahead.
I just follow the instructions and it takes me where I want to go.
Continue straight.
Now I can do my taxes the same way with TurboTax. It has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step through my return. It even double checks along the way, which helps get me right to my maximum refund. Guaranteed. See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different.
It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair, come to Midas and see the difference Total Customer Care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
If you need to chisel away at your shower head to get water flow, it may be time for a new shower head. The LDR two-function shower head is adjustable from a fine mist to a coarse spraying, and everything in between. Start your day with some pampering with an easily installed LDR adjustable shower head. The water-saving 2.5 gallons per minute flow rate makes this a must for your next trip to Hardware Hank.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
As skies stay cloudy across the area today, we'll see some scattered flurries possible early. Otherwise, look for a high of 34. Winds will also turn to the west later in the day at 5 to 10. We'll then drop back to 16 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Shut up and drive.
Doug and Daddy's show. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
Lasted forever.
Did it?
Still on at 10:45, aren't they?
I don't think so, but I don't know. It late. Never is.
It was late. No, I didn't watch it.
The big winners were what? Beyonce and Taylor Swift, I think?
Yeah, 6 for Beyonce, 4 for Taylor Swift.
Well, Kanye must be happy, huh?
Well, you know. Oh, no, I'm not even going to go there. We do have a winner. Three people, three teams defeated the New Orleans Saints this year. Who were they, Daddy?
Well, right down the stretch, Dallas, Tampa Bay, Carolina.
And who knew that?
Dean from Hastings, our winner. He's got 4 tickets to Wednesday's Husker women's game.
We have one more family 4-pack of tickets that we'll be giving away to the Nebraska-Oklahoma State women's game. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll also talk to Vonnie Turner of the Huskers and Mick Tinglehoff. Going to talk a little old-time football. And I have a lot of questions. It'll be great to talk to this gentleman who's still waiting to get into the Hall of Fame. And, of course, that announcement comes up later this week as well, who will get in. Roger Craig is on that list to try and get into the Hall of Fame. Also, later on this week, Wednesday, it's National Letter of Intent Signing Day. Jeremy Crabtree, the man who invented rivals, didn't he? But he will be joining us. Sean Callahan will join us Thursday to wrap things up from the press conference that Coach Pelini will have on Wednesday. And once all the names are on the dotted line, who Nebraska got, who they didn't get, and then we anticipate Mike Perenio to be among our guests on Friday's show as well. So that's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show this week.
I guess he invented it. I think he invented rivals. I mean, if Al Gore invented the internet, hell, he invented rivals.
Don't forget, and I don't know if they sold out yet, but at 10 o'clock this morning, and we mentioned this on the sports today, but more tickets for the Division I Wrestling Championships went on sale at Ticketmaster.com. They're being held March 18th through the 20th at the Quest Center. So Quest Center, Omaha, Division I Wrestling Championships, March 18th through the 20th. A limited number of all-session tickets went on sale this morning at 10 a.m. You have to go to Ticketmaster.com. And confirmation from the University of Nebraska at Kearney that the Lopers will be hosting the Division II National Wrestling Championships again in 2011. So breaking news, I just didn't dig up the sound bed for you. But 2011, we talked about it this morning on our sportscast. So how about that? Omaha hosting it this year. Kearney hosting it next year. A couple of years ago when the Lopers hosted it, things went okay.
Well, they see the
and
support.
It was a great support, yeah.
Pretty simple. Keep it around Division II athletics. They usually send it somewhere in the finals. There's usually 112 people viewing it. They bring it here. You get a great crowd. It's a financial. It's not that. It's not a real brainiac decision there by the NCAA, and they're not known for those decisions. But they made one finally.
Tri-City Storm was home over the weekend. They went 1-1. I guess it's not how you do it. As long as you get it done, Derek. Friday was a bloodbath where they just got slaughtered, and Saturday was much better. But offensively, they struggled for more than four periods because they scored right away on Friday and got beat 9-1, and then they didn't score to the third period on Saturday, but ended up coming back for a 3-1 victory. One of the goals an empty netter, but still.
Yeah, Fargo took it to us on Friday night, but we're not gonna rehash that too much. They had a good game on Saturday night though. 3-1 win, trailed 1-0 most of the game. Got a couple goals late, an empty netter on top of it to seal the win. But a good crowd on TV on Saturday night, so it was awesome. Just short of 4,000 people there.
Did they show you on TV?
No, they didn't. They didn't want to break the cameras or anything. So.
Crap. I figured maybe you doing the lineups or, you know.
Oh, no, they left that up to good-looking guys like Greg Shea and the, you know.
They let him on TV?
Oh, yeah, he was on TV.
You think he used Seth Denny's booster seat when they put him on? We love you guys! Fucking Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's about time to head out to lunch. Why not the Chicken Coop to rehash the weekend with your friends? You can catch all your favorite sports activities on TV at the Chicken Coop because there's not a bad seat in the house with all their high-definition televisions. And there are lunch specials every day and great food and drink specials every night. It's Big Monday, so basketball tonight for all you crazies out there. And don't forget that every Wednesday night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney, it's Big Burger Night. Just for $5, you can have any one of their burgers on the menu. 7-ounce ground chuck and fries every Wednesday night, whether it's just the basic cheeseburger, the mushroom burger, bacon burger, or even get the legendary Totally Jack Burger. It's Big Burger Night every Wednesday from 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, and downtown Grand Island. And we went to the Coop Friday for lunch, Daddy, and I saw a couple of people had free lunch.
Pick the right numbers, people. It's that simple.
Yeah, they dominated. They hit the special game that they had going on there, and bam,
always
free lunch.
These new special games. They got the touchdown field goal game. Oh, so many interesting games at Keno.
they have some innovative minds there to come up with some of that stuff as well. Daddy, anything else over the weekend besides Scott McCarron calling Phil Mickelson a cheater and Tom Osborne thinking that we should move the Texas game to a Thursday night? Good God.
You know what, Pete Weber snapping at the camera guy? I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, because you like watching a little bowling.
Yeah.
During the Dick Weber Open.
Yeah, Dad, turn away, damn it.
Well,
hey, that camera, don't flash the thing in my approach.
Well, you got sunglasses on, Pete. PDW. It's not like, was he going for a ham bone?
Well, I think he was going to give that guy two words.
I know, he's got the shades on, going for a ham bone. Bam! There's a picture flashing. That's weird, too, because I don't know.
I guess if you'd have said the biggest surprise to me this weekend had to be the Nebraska men doing what they did and beating Oklahoma soundly when they flashed the score up on Saturday night, I think me and a lot of other people, you know, looked at it and said, oh, they must have those reversed.
No. You know Nebraska was a 7-point favorite in that ball game. 7-point favorite in that basketball.
How do they know that?
Well, Oklahoma had a couple of guys out, and they're not very good anyway. But Nebraska wins by 17. The Huskers will host Kansas State in men's action tomorrow. Kansas State gave all they had to Kansas on Saturday night. I don't like them. You know what? I'm watching that game while we're enjoying our weekend off, and I'm watching that game, and I don't like their coach, and I don't like Kansas State. You know, they just rubbed me the wrong way. It was just one of those things where I had no problem down the stretch hoping Kansas would win the game. Sometimes you don't think you have a favorite. And, I mean, I'm not a Jayhawk fan. I don't own Kansas stuff. I don't have any problem with Kansas. But Nebraska gets Kansas State and Kansas this week. So it's a good thing they beat Oklahoma. But remember last time Kansas State came to Lincoln and spouted off? Michael Beasley, I'm going to score 50. I'm going to score 50. Yeah. The Hawk says you're going down and Big Red wins. So, Kansas State tomorrow, but I don't like Kansas State.
Well, I don't know that they're a team. They're one of those pests, and I mean the pest when you get to the tournament. They're going to be a they're going to be a pimple on the side of a lot of people's butts in that tournament. They're going to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, they're going to make a lot of noise and be out the first weekend. I'll tell you that right now.
Whoa! Hey, I don't believe that. I think they're much too talented to be out the first weekend, but I think they're going to be a pest to be around, and somebody's going to have to do what Kansas did and just, you know, stand up to them. What a raucous environment. You know, but probably one of the best environments, you know, I've ever seen in Manhattan, Kansas.
Obviously. So
started in the morning with game day being there and continued throughout the day.
Obviously, the biggest story of the weekend was me finishing second at the American Legion fundraiser yesterday, Poker Pro. That was obviously the biggest story of the week.
Hey, some of you guys didn't cover Herschel Walker winning his MMA debut.
He's psychotic. They said that he has a heart like of a 20-year-old. It's like the better condition than Muhammad Ali. They named three or four all-time great athletes at his age. They said he's incredible. So Herschel Walker at 47, beating people in the face. Yeah, that's pretty fun. Tomorrow on the show, Mick Tinglehoff, a former NFL star who's hoping to get into the Hall of Fame. Also, Bonnie Turner of the Husker Women and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and another chance to win Husker Women's tickets tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.